Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
Workplace manners. The world of work hasn't changed as much as I believe some people think it has, at least in the 30 years I've been working within it across various parts of the world. Technology, of course, has been the most significant agent of change. I remember at one of my first jobs, there was just one computer in our office, which was the Apple II. We used floppy disks, remember those, and fax machines. Hardly anyone had a cellular phone. In fact, I remember the first time my father used my brother's cell phone, and his question as he handed the brick-sized mobile device back to my brother was, why would someone ever need a mobile phone with all these call boxes around? Technology has enabled people to speak virtually across the world and for free. We can now host webinars and conference calls with hundreds of people for a fraction of the cost we could 10 years ago, let alone 30 years ago. The microchip has enabled us to work from home and virtually anywhere with anyone at any time. Yet, the more technology varies the way we work together, there are certain workplace principles which dictate human interaction that remain a constant. For example, the concept of trust hasn't gone out of fashion, and nor do I predict its demise anytime soon. We still have to listen just as well today as we did yesterday. The need to work collaboratively with our fellow workers is just as important across the World Wide Web as it was in the field or factory during the agrarian or industrial age. I'd also propose the universal acceptance of what is determined good and bad manners in the workplaces of the world hasn't changed that much. There's still an etiquette we have to align with at the business lunch or dinner table. Today's professional has to exhibit just as much self-control to not take too much wine or beer or liquor as their predecessor. Being drunk on your employer's expense account, or worse still, on the customer's account, is still bad form. Speaking with one's mouth full of food is abhorrent to nearly all cultures, but still seems a fine art many of my American friends endeavour to master. Slurping one's hot beverage may be cool at the cabin, but not so much at the corporate coffee pot with your co-workers. Picking or biting one's fingernails is universally still received as a message of nervousness and just doesn't instill confidence in the person watching you dine on your cuticles. Today, it's just as important to take your cue from a woman in the workplace as it was 30 years ago. Whenever I meet a female client or co-worker, I still look for the social inference as to whether they want to hug, shake hands, or just use the timeless universal welcome of a head nod with a hi. Even though technology has trained us to move at the speed of sound, I have still found it's effective to use someone's name on an email, text, or instant message. Why? Well, we have to remember we get things done through and with people. We're not just robots colliding in virtual corridors trying to get stuff done. We're all in the people business. Looking someone in the eye, whether in person or on screen, still builds and sustains workplace rapport. Doing what you say is still the currency others will take to the bank. To refrain from gossiping about others is still a manner the majority of people appreciate and admire. In summary, I'd suggest that workplace manners are just as true of a constant, even though technology has dramatically altered the environment in which we exhibit those manners. Yes, good workplace manners are timeless character traits I don't see changing anytime soon.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.